With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked a federal deployment of the National Guard in Portland.
That order was issued late last night, pending further arguments in a lawsuit brought by the state and the city. The Pentagon had said it was federalizing 200 members of Oregon's National Guard for 60 days to protect federal property where regular protests are taking place, especially at an immigration enforcement building. The judge's ruling held that, quote, the protests were small and uneventful, unquote. In reaction, a White House spokesperson says, quote, President Trump exercised his lawful authority to protect federal assets and personnel in Portland, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on Israeli hopes for an end to the fighting in Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's hoping to announce the release of all hostages from Gaza in the coming days. In a brief statement, Netanyahu says a delegation is going to Egypt to finalize what he calls technical details, adding the goal is to contain the negotiations to the time frame of a few days. Netanyahu also signaled there would not be a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, something Hamas has long demanded. Hamas says it has accepted some elements of President Trump's plan. The president warned Hamas they must move quickly, or in his words, all bets will be off. The president also ordered Israel to stop bombing Gaza. Some in Gaza City report a noticeable easing of Israeli strikes, but one local hospital director says strikes are still ongoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are no serious talks between Senate Republicans and Democrats this weekend about funding federal agencies and ending the government shutdown, which is now in its fifth day. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going without paychecks while on furlough. This is SRN News. A Tennessee pastor is calling for churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortions as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts. Wisconsin appears to be the first state where Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions because of the new law. The organization says about half its clinics that provide abortion could be closed. This is SRN News. The biggest tomb in Egypt's famed Valley of the Kings is now opened to visitors after a two-decade renovation.
Mohammed Ismail, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, says the tomb was discovered in 1799 and rediscovered in 1915 by Howard Carter, the archaeologist who discovered the tomb of King Tutankhamun.
The tomb, of course, was unfortunately discovered completely empty, so it was stolen before. Even the sarcophagus, only the lid of the sarcophagus is still there.
The tomb has been under a Japanese-led restoration project. Amenhotep's mummy was moved by ancient priests to the tomb of his grandfather, also in the Valley of the Kings. I'm Donna Border.
Syria is holding its first parliamentary election since autocratic former President Bashar Assad was ousted in December. More details at srnnews.com.